This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What an absolute circus at the bowling alley this past Friday night during Family Bowl. And this is the exact play-by-play that I got from my buddy Nick and his wife. What would you do in a situation like this when you see other parents putting their child in danger? Because I think my buddy and his wife did the right thing with, you know, the time that they had in a stressful situation like this. There was a drunk couple next to them with a baby who was anywhere from 3 to 5 months old at a bowling alley on a Friday night. My buddy wife says to him, you know, the couple next to us is completely hammered. I can't stop staring at them. I just have a really bad feeling. And they were both just gassed. They were lit. Their table was covered in like shot glasses.
Oh my God.
Beer cans. I mean, they're gassed. So then the wife disappears to the bathroom for a while, and the dad is sitting there with the baby in a chair, and he starts slowly passing out. As he's passing out, he almost drops the baby multiple times as he's sitting there in this bowling alley. Wife is now in the bathroom. If you've ever been in a situation where you saw something like this, what is the first thing you would do? So my buddy Nick and his whole family is jumping, trying to make sure the baby does not fall out of his arms and hit the floor, right? We're talking about a 3-month to a 5-month old, which, by the way, not really sure why this child is a newborn is in a bowling alley on a Friday night past 7:30.
Right. What's happening?
So my buddy Nick decided, I'm going to have a chat with security. See if they can help.
Sure.
That's a negative. They don't want to get involved. So they basically do nothing. So Nick's wife says, you know, I'm going to head to the bathroom. I got to figure out where this mom is. She's in the bathroom crying, talking to another lady.
Okay.
And my
on
buddy,
the phone?
No, just in person.
And oh.
My buddy's wife goes, hey, you know, you should come out here because your guy seems really drunk. And the mom says, well, did he do anything? And she's like, no, but he's going to drop the baby.
Right.
And the mom says, yeah, I'll be out in a little bit. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So my buddy's wife gets pissed, comes out of the bathroom, and she can't take anymore. She rips the baby out of this dude's arms.
Oof.
After it potentially almost hitting the floor multiple times.
Right.
Dude wakes up, stares at his hands, noticing, hey, the baby's gone. Where's the baby? He's so confused. He gets up and just storms out of the bowling alley, leaving the baby with my buddy and his wife. And the table next to them is seeing everything that's taking place. They realize what's going on. The dude comes storming back into the bowling alley, losing it, starts beelining towards my buddy's wife, who's holding his child. So Nick, who's, I don't know, 6'3", 200-something pounds, steps in the way of him. And the group of people who were bowling next to Nick and his wife say, you know, what are you doing, man? They're trying to help you and your you and your drunk wife. You guys almost dropped your kid a number of times.
Right.
He goes nuts. He starts throwing haymakers at these people. Next thing you know, he's on the ground with the bowling alley manager and a couple of people holding him down until the police show up.
What?
First cop shows up.
This is so white trash.
It really is. The first cop shows up. He tells everyone, get out of the way. Goes to roll the dude over. The guy punches the cop square in the head. So now the cop freaks out and he goes, you just hit the wrong guy. Flips him over, handcuffs him. This guy starts going nuts. He spits. He's hawking loogies at the police. They put one of those, what do you call them? One of those spit bags, the hood things on him?
Yeah.
Ended up taking three cops to keep him on the floor in this bowling alley. Mind you, my buddy and his wife have their two girls with them. One's like 12, the other one's like 9.
They're traumatized for life. They're booking therapy appointments as we speak.
Ambulance shows up. They put him on a gurney and have to strap him down. While all of this is going on, the mom is crying and yelling and screaming at him. He could care less. That my buddy Nick's wife is holding the baby the entire time this is going on. The baby fell asleep in my buddy's wife's arms. She ended up putting the baby into a stroller, strapping her in the baby seat, all while, you know, the baby had a beach ball of a diaper on. And my buddy's wife says to the mom, you know, where's your diaper bag? I'm more than happy to change her for you. And they said, we don't carry diapers on us. We don't have anything. So the other people figure out who are on the other side. They see the whole situation. They figured out who this mom is. I don't know how. They get grandma's phone number.
Grandma's three lanes down.
Yeah, they call grandma. Grandma comes and picks up the mom and the baby while the husband was hauled off to jail. And I'm...
For assaulting a police officer.
Yes, on Friday Night Bowl. Okay.
Just and a family all of this, friendly.
All of this went down because this guy who was so drunk couldn't hold up his 3 to 5 month old baby who's going to drop it multiple times. I think my buddy's wife did the best thing you could possibly do was ripping that baby away from this father. And this is how all of this pursued. And he's sharing this story with us. And one of our friends who's a criminal defense attorney says, you know, it's so, so sad, but a lot of kids, even in Rochester, this is their reality, unfortunately.
Right.
These are the people that are being allowed to have kids. These are the people that are being allowed to be parents. And obviously, not all of us were blessed with good parents and good families. I mean, this we know. But in a situation like this, I think they absolutely did the best thing you can do because there are so many people that would not step in and keep their head down. Like, not my problem.
Right. Correct.
What would you do in this situation? I think they absolutely did the right thing.
I mean, listen.
It takes one fall for a baby that's that young to be like, oh, that's...
Right. I think, you know, they did do the right thing. But I do understand the other side of the coin why people wouldn't step in because you don't know if someone's has temperament issues, is armed. You don't know.
And you're 100% right, Breezy, because when he stormed out of the bowling alley... Where was he going?
To drive away?
Could he have been going to get a gun from the car, too? You don't know that.
Right.
And then he comes storming back in, beelining at my buddy's wife. I mean, it's a scary situation. You don't know.
And it's like you...
People's mental health today.
Put yourself on the line for that type of behavior when you could have just stayed with your cute family of four and kept throwing gutter balls. You know what I mean?
You know, and their two daughters that were with them that I'm sure saw all of this go down, I'm sure, this is going to stay with them. Yeah. Like, you know, my mom and dad did the right thing because they did. They stepped in when they needed to step in the absolute most.
Well, it's like that show on Friday night with...
What would you do?
Lester. Yeah.
Lester Holt.
Yeah. What would you do?
Yeah, you see, you know, a couple over at the bar. She leaves to go to the bathroom. This guy's slipping something in her drink. Everyone sees it happen.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you tell her about it?
There was a lot of people that didn't.
Of course. There always is.
You know, it forces you to, when you hear stories like the one you just shared and the TV show that was airing for so many years, I don't even know if it's still on, but it forces you to really think about what you would do in that situation and also, like, You can sit here all day and make up scenarios in your head and figure out how you would get out of it or how you would react.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, when rubber meets the road, you don't know how you're going to react. You don't know what's going to happen because you can plan it out and talk about it and go through the scenarios as many times as you want in your head. But that's not always going to be how... Like, this happens all the time with people, like pregnant people who are birthing. I'm going to have it at home. It's going to be in my bathtub. There's going to be flowers around.
No drugs. No drugs.
Like, okay, well, your baby's swallowing its own feces, so we're going to need to get to the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, this, it happens all the time.
Listen,
actually.
Before that CVS on Park Ave got robbed last summer, I had scenarios in my head. If I was ever involved in a robbery, here's how I would handle it. I would do this.
Yeah, tell everybody. Tell Joe.
Then I would do this body slam, and I would be a hero. I've played this out in my head so many times. And then
I was
in a situation where this CVS was getting robbed.
You were an accomplice.
It was 8 o'clock at night. I just left the 8:39. I just left the Red Wings game. I stopped in the CVS on Park Ave, and it got robbed. And this guy is beelining with arms full of product. He took everything. And he's running right at me. And I'm like, this is your chance. This is everything you've been thinking about for years. And I panicked. I stepped out of the way.
Held the door open, said, have a nice day, sir. Thank you so much. Come again. See you later. You spineless, spineless man.
Park Ave can be a very scary place at night.
That's why I got out of there. Beeline to Fairport. See ya.
So, you know. It just depends on the person, but I'm proud of my buddy and his wife. I think they did the right thing. What I would have done in that situation, I don't know. I think it would look a lot different if I had kids and they were there. Kids of my own especially.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have got them the hell out of there ASAP. Why don't you guys go hit up the arcade for a bit? This is brutal. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Rochester's.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.